This is Zara and Leah with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, Queensland Health issued a warning on an increased risk of the Ross River virus infection after discovering a sharp rise of mosquitoes carrying the virus. Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. John Garrett said 9 different local government areas from Mackay to southeast Queensland have a high number of the virus detected in mosquitoes. Possible symptoms of the Ross River virus are fever, swollen and painful joints, and rash. There are currently no vaccines or specific treatments, therefore prevention is key.
Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has invested more than $1 million in local community organizations, including a bowls club, pony club, hockey centre and a community hall. These facilities will be awarded grants of up to $200,000 to undertake projects such as kitchen and bathroom renovation, shade covers, new lighting, and replacement turf. Schrinner says these grants will help community groups recover and rebuild from the lingering effects of the pandemic and help provide better facilities for members of the community to stay fit, active, and social.
In national news, the New South Wales Health Authorities issued a measles warning after one confirmed measles case in the northern area. The individual with the virus recently returned from Asia, where there were outbreaks in India and Pakistan. People who are in a shared space with this person are told to monitor for symptoms of the virus, which may show up after a week. The measles, mumps, rubella, MMR vaccine is included in a national immunization program for children.
The latest annual Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia, or HILDA report, which tracks data around Australians' economic well-being, family and social lives, and physical and mental health, has shown some distressing trends among young Australians. This report shows that since 2021, young people aged between 15 and 24 are experiencing the highest rates of loneliness and isolation, which can lead to lower mental and physical well-being. Additionally, almost half of young Australians in this age group are experiencing psychological distress, which has risen by almost 30% in the past 10 years. Experts say actions and policies need to be implemented to intervene.
In international news, former U.S. President Donald Trump recently claims the U.S. might not protect less financially contributing NATO allies from potential Russian invasion. Through a written statement, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg refutes Trump's statement, claiming suggesting allies not defend each other undermines NATO's security. Further reactions were shared from multiple European countries, as well as the White House calling Trump's statement, quote, unhinged, end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news.
And the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all.